Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hey everybody, it's Tara Bryan. Today we're going to talk about the call to action. Every course lesson that you create should have a call to action. So let's talk about what that means, because a lot of times this isn't something that is automatic in your thinking in terms of teaching. And a call to action is, what is that next thing or that first thing that you want them to go back and do and implement in their work or their real world, right? So you're teaching your concept, right? You're going to have lots of mini lessons in your framework. So lots of different parts to your framework that is going to get somebody from point A to point Z. And what you need to do in each and every lesson is think about, what is that one thing that they need to go back and apply to their work? So don't just create a passive, you know, kind of information dump sort of course, right? And you know what I'm talking about, where you're just opening up the learner's head and dumping in as much information as you can and calling it a day, right? What you need to do, your responsibility as the teacher of your course, is to get them into action. So they need to learn what it is you're teaching them. And then after that concept that you're teaching them, your responsibility is to help them connect it back to their real world or where they are right now. And the best way to do that is to create some sort of reflection or application activity that brings it back into their world. So that's great. You've learned this concept. Here's how it all works. Here's what we did. Here's the summary. Okay, now what are you going to do back in your job? Go do it, right? That's what you're telling them to do, is here's something that you can do to go back. A lot of times the struggle that people have is that they say, okay, go do these 100 things and then you'll be ready to move on. And that's just too much, right? How often do you do that when somebody says that to you? Okay, now just go back and implement all this stuff. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I can't do it. So what you want to do in that call to action is, what is that next step? What is that first thing that you need them to do in order for them to be able to move on? And and traditionally in education, if you are in the education space or if you've ever gone to school in the past, is you do a lesson in school and then they give you a quiz. And you take a quiz or a test, and by golly, if you're able to pass that test, it's great. Now you're deemed ready to go, and you can go ahead and move on with your life, and you've passed your test. You've gotten an A or a B or whatever, right? Unfortunately, that is all great in theory, but in application, most of the time doesn't work, right? How many times have you taken a class and taken an exam, and either you forget it 10 minutes after you've taken the exam, or you don't really know how to apply it to the real world, right? You know how to apply that knowledge to that test so you can answer a question, but that bridge to how do I apply this in my real world isn't happening. And that's exactly what that call to action is meant to do. As it says, okay, now that you've learned this, here's what I want you to think about bringing back to your workplace. It could be concept X, it could be activity Y, it could be taking this small piece of what I've just taught you and applying it to this specific thing, exactly what you want them to do, right? Okay, go practice this. Okay, when you practice this, now come back and then let's move on, right? And so they're actually applying it back to what they're doing in their real world, whatever that is. And that's how you're going to help somebody really make that transformation, is when you can connect the dot from what you're teaching back to what they're doing. And if you can do that, you will be successful. If you are one of the people who has some challenges with maybe returns or people asking for refunds or different things like that, this is one place to check. You don't have to throw out the baby with the bathwater and get rid of your course, but this is one thing to check in your course structure. Do you have that one call to action or that one next step that somebody needs to take at the end of each of your lessons? And how are you structuring that? Is it something where there's a direct correlation back to what they're doing in their job or in whatever it is you're teaching, right? Because that is the piece that's going to make the biggest difference. We have access to so much information. All we need to do is go to Google or YouTube or, you know, watch something, right? Like it's endless. But what we don't have is that direct bridge back to what we're doing. How does it apply to our world? And that's what you want to do. And again, you can create that with a reflection question. You could say, here are the four key concepts we learned. Which one of these would you like to take back to your workplace or to whatever it is that they're doing and apply and see how it's working and then report back, right? That is a super easy activity. But what you're doing is you're asking them to apply this one thing, you're being very clear about it, and then reporting back to say that they've done it. We do workplace learning a lot for corporations. And so a lot of times we say, bring this back, go talk to your supervisor and have a conversation about it, right? Or, you know, go and do this activity, apply it and see the results that you get. It's exactly that same concept of what is that call to action? The one thing that I will caution you about is, again, with the quantity of what you're asking them to do. So just pick one thing that is the best thing for them. And that could be that you're asking them to choose out of a list, you know, what are the things that you want to take back and try, right? So you don't have to choose for them. But what you're doing is you're providing them with a very specific scaffolding list of what it is that they can go and do to apply that concept and then move forward. So this will change the structure of your course more than anything else in terms of having people actually take the course and have that transformation. So there's lots of opportunities to practice and give them activities within the course content. And that's great. That what that does is, you know, sort of breaks up the learning, allows them to practice, allows them to test things along the way. But it's not until they take what you're teaching them outside of the learning experience and commit it to action that it will actually do something and make a huge difference. And so this is critical. So hopefully this is a really fast tip that can help you audit your own course materials or think about it when you're creating your courses for the first time. Would love to hear your comments on this and how you've created call to actions in your learning and what those look like. So add your comments below, reply, and just be a part of the conversation because this is a powerful tip for you. Hey, everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So I would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year because listen, your kids get to go to camp, other people get to go to camp. So I think over the summer, we should all go to camp as well. All right. So we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.